Now, dear God, we thank you again for your presence here today. We are so grateful, and it's in that name of Jesus we come to you, Father, and say thank you, thank you. God, thank you that you're the real thing. Praise God that you're God. Thank you that you do reign. Thank you that you are on the throne. And thank you that you do care for us. Now, Lord, if there's a heart here today that has indifference in that, Lord, make yourself known. Lord, break them down. Praise the Lord. Allow that wonderful word to penetrate their life. May the love and the truth speak boldly to them today. God, help us to break up the fallow ground this morning and receive the Spirit of the Lord. Lord, have your way today, God. We're looking to you. Our confidence by grace is placed in nowhere else but you. Lord, let us be vessels that would magnify your Son, that would magnify the love of God, that it would flow rampant through this place this morning, that we would be a thankful people, a grateful people, praising the Lord, oh my God, and all that is within me. I'm so thankful for a soul that can praise Him like that. Now, Lord, allow us to lift up our voices to you today and to praise you in sincerity and in truth. And in that we say yea and amen, and we are thankful to God. We're thankful for your word, and we give you the praise and the glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, today we're going to go to a couple very precious portions of Scripture, and we'll begin in Hebrews chapter 11. And we'll start in verse 24. That's Hebrews 11, verse 24. And I want you to know, those of you who had a chance to listen to, whether it was Brother Hawkins' study or many of the different sermons at camp, the Lord began to deal with me about this sermon, I believe, about 3 weeks ago. So I'm so thankful that we have the unity of the Spirit, as I'm sure you will see today. But in Hebrews chapter 11, beginning in verse 24... it says, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Now you would have to imagine the wealth, and I don't know if we could, and the power and the majesty that was put there, and all of the things that Moses would have at his fingertips, all of the comforts of life, anything and everything that he probably could want or even imagine was brought there. But here, when he comes to years, he refuses to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather, listen to this, to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. I can hear him calling out by the grace of God, this is but a light affliction to the glory that it shall be revealed in me. I know that. Praise God, a full overcomer in the Old Testament coming forth with such a mighty testimony to us today. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. Happy are ye. Oh God, help us, huh? Happy are ye when we suffer for His sake. Isn't that precious? See, you hear it all coming out here? Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Boy, he had a vision. By faith, here it is, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. For he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Now, turn with me over to Luke chapter 15. Now, this is the familiar story, brothers and sisters, of that prodigal son. And the prodigal son ran headstrong into the world. He thought he was going to find himself out there. He thought he would become a man out there, huh? Sow his oats, make something of himself. Well, when all of that nonsense had pretty much completely failed and robbed him, and just about the complete destruction of his life was before him, by grace, in verse 17 of chapter 15, by grace, he came to himself. Whew! He came to. He came to himself. He said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? He came to himself, but he really didn't come to himself, did he? But at least he started to get a vision. I will arise and go to my father. Praise be to God. I will arise and go to my father. Now, brothers and sisters. I'm drawn today to meditate upon this monumental time for Moses and this prodigal. The moment that our God, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, deals with us each day and every moment to realize who we are in Christ. We've heard that many times, but really realize who we are in Christ. My goodness, the epiphany, the light going on, as we say, to come to ourselves and God help us to quit spinning our wheels. To quit spinning our wheels. Praise God this morning if you feel as if you're stuck on the race course. Praise God this morning if you feel, brother, I've got off on an exit and I'm having trouble getting back on. We're going to run and run well. Because Jesus loves you. Because it's the will of the Father that we would run and run well. And we can look to Him. The author and finisher of our faith. The one that says, I do all things well. And I can put complete confidence in the power of His might. That He can move my life in great strides of glory and finish this course with joy. Oh, God, help us. I'm burdened, brothers and sisters. So much potential. I said it yesterday. There's so much potential out here. But the time for potential is just about over. We need to be as Rebecca. Man, Eliezer came to her. He said, honey, you've got it all. You are the one. You are so beautiful. Everything about you. The complete will of my master. It was fulfilled in those words and in your actions. Everything was there. The grace of God, you took it all. But she had to say three simple words. And they had to be then, and they had to be now, and they couldn't be delayed. I will go. I will go. Not tomorrow. Not later on. The family was calling her back. We know that story. And she had a precious family. They loved her. Honey, come on. You're going to go. That's fine. But we need some time together. Oh, no, we don't. The master calls. The bridegroom wants me. The time to move is now. And I'm telling you, there is a pressing. There is an urging. People are looking for a miracle. I'm waiting for the voice of God. You have heard the voice of God. It has been here all the time. And it cries out the same to each and every one of us. I want you. I want you. I desire you. You're the most favored. I got to stay with this sermon. But he's multi-purposed and multifaceted, and I pray God drive it home. Now we've come on off of a wonderful week at camp. We've had word, we've had fellowship, we've had love, we've seen glory. It's been awesome. But I'm going to ask each and every one of us, is it just going to be another moment in time? Now, come on, you know what I'm talking about. Is today just going to be another moment in time? I'm counting on God. I'm thankful that we can put our confidence in Him. Lord, bring glory to this place this morning. Bring the brightness of Your glory this morning. Show Your favor to Your people this morning. But is it going to be another moment in time? Or are we going to allow God to make this a defining moment? A defining moment, brothers and sisters. I'm talking about the moments that your Father in heaven has been waiting for all of your life. Anticipating. You talk about a groaning of the Father to see His children come and worship Him in spirit and in truth. And He's moving today. Will you come? Are you going to delay anymore? Is this just going to be a feeling? What I'm getting at, brothers and sisters, is truly, it's the most important, and it's the most important every day, but especially for those that attended camp, the most important part is the follow-through. It's the follow-through. And the Lord hit me as I was visiting that with a brother today, looking out at his class, the follow-through. And you know how I love sports. You tell me one sport, and we have experts over here and legends in their own mind over here. And wannabes over here. And I got parts to show that have come off trying. But without the follow-through, you never get it. I could throw real hard, but if I stop here, it'll never get there. It's got to come all the way through. Whether it's golf, that's got to go all the way through. The kick, whatever it is, it's never going to get out of the park without the follow-through. Isn't that wonderful? Aren't you thankful that He's the one that has the follow-through? You know what I'm saying? Let Him hit you out of the park today. That's the glory. Getting a vision of Lord, really, and it's so true. This isn't my day yet, but my day is almost here. Amen. And see, I can glory in that day. I can glory in that time. I'm glorying in the promises of God. And what glory it's going to be. Now, brothers and sisters, I've often stood amazed at the zeal and the time and the money that people invest to look up their ancestry, to really try to find out who they are, the importance of knowing to them, what are my roots? I've seen people come obsessed with this. I've seen people, once they found out, try to keep it quiet. And then I've found people that have found out and said, oh my goodness, look at my pedigree. Look at my ancestry. Oh, I got to join that club and this one because I've got the bloodline. Well, let me lay it on the table right now for you. I want to give you something here so that we'll just take care of it right now. I had a grandfather, oh my, coming right over from Italy. And everybody said, oh yes, for the American dream. Oh no, he was escaping the law because he thought he killed a man. Yeah. And then my step-grandpa, who God had divinely allowed to be in my life. You all know he was the one that shot his own brother. I'm a bad man. I don't know what else to say. The roots that I have and have been given. Oh my goodness, you should fear. But God. Isn't that awesome? But God. Who is rich in mercy. I'm telling you, he looked down and he said, I see that boy and I want to grow him up and I want him to be, oh, everything that I see in my son. I'm going to bless him with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. And I'm going to send him my Holy Spirit. And I'm going to give him grace. That if you'll look at it and look into its face and cherish that Mother Grace, he's going to grow up into that goodly pearl. And I'm going to present him to my son as his wife. And you want to parade around with something you got here naturally? God help you. I mean it. God help us. Oh my. I was thinking about them turkeys. You know, they actually have to clip those beaks. Go ahead and peck all you want on me. Huh? I know who I am in Christ. Oh, brothers and sisters, do we really know? Well, you know what? Let's turn over to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I realized there was a reason it kept falling out of my Bible today. So we're just going to turn over there and read it together. I'm glad that many of us can quote it from heart, but you know what? Read that word. And read it aloud. I don't care if they think you're nuts. Let the Lord speak to you. Here you are. I am crucified with Christ. Isn't that awesome? Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. It's the sweetest life. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Yes. That's who you are. That is who you are. That is all that we could ever hope to be. That is the life that is seated together with Him in the heavens in Christ now. That is the life that my citizenship is in heaven now. I am a son of God, a son of the living God right now. And there is neither Jew nor Greek, nor bond nor free, nor male nor female. We are one in Christ. If we're going to hang on to our heritage, if you're going to come in here today and you're going to hang on to your ancestry, if you're going to behold to your skin color, if you are going to find yourself in your station of life, I want you to hear this. God's best will pass you by. You're missing it. You're missing it. There's going to be tears to that company that God is going to have to wipe out of their eyes. God's best is in the balance. And we're still clinging and claiming and thinking these things of this world define ourselves, that make us who we are. They don't. If you're a Christian here today, praise God, the moment you gave your life to God, you lost yourself a long time ago. You are not your own. You were bought with a price. He bought you with the precious blood of Jesus. And I'm so grateful that He loved me so that He poured it out. Yes, it could have been just one drop, but He poured every bit of it out and He gave it to us. And you talk about the grace of God. You talk about the power of His might. Look and don't be deterred. And listen and live in the power of the blood. Hallelujah. Look upon that mercy seat. God, help your vision to be fixed. I challenge you, go back and listen to that cherubim study. That was given of God and no one else. They're in the Holy of Holies. He's always seen them there. The priests had to get out of the way. The smoke filled the room. I'm with my love. Get on out of here. We got things to do. Oh gosh. People, wake up. He's invited us. I'm going to make known to all that I have loved thee. I'm looking at him. I'm looking at him. Praise God. Light it up. Holy Spirit, light it up. I see lights. Boom, 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 boom. And it's wonderful. And the moment till we all come, maybe that'll be just the moment we're out of here. Pray for me if I'm slowing you down. Who are you? You're a vessel prepared afore to bestow the glory of God. How could you want to be anything else? Your vessels prepared of four. And that word of four is before time began. Of four. Before a star was set in heaven. Us in Christ.
Hallelujah.
I'm mighty special. Oh, I'm thanking God for it. Hallelujah. In Christ. In Christ. A life that has been blessed with everything. All the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. A vessel that God desires to be filled with all the fullness of God. A vessel that can grow up into Him in all things. A vessel from glory to glory into the same image. How could we sit still? Well, I'm just trusting Him that it's soaring. But the little foxes. See, I'm not going to depart without the little foxes here. They spoil the vine. We know that verse. What are the little foxes? Anything, but I'll give you some specifics. Pride. Huh? Well, let's make it easier. Self. Self. Oh, yeah. Bitterness, and boy, do they spoil it. They bring on an attitude of, well, I'm of Paul, and I'm of Cephas, but I'm of Apollos. And in that attitude, the enemy's going to divide, and he's going to conquer. And that's exactly what he's going to do. And then we could have an attitude, well, you know what, brother? I appreciate your words, but I'm going to serve God as I want. Didn't you know that? Don't you preach that stuff to me. I'm thankful, brothers and sisters, that you come to church. I am so grateful to God because I do know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. I am so grateful for that. But I don't care how many times you come to church. Is the message working in your life? I'm asking you. The Holy Spirit's dealing with you. Come on now. What happens outside here? What about in every facet of our lives? I'm not talking about sinless perfection. He already took care of that. Do you get that? That blood made you sinless. Hallelujah. But are we growing up? Are we taking Him at what He's offering us? Is the love of God working effectually in every bit of my life? Am I giving my life over to Him, this yielding, talking about the follow through? I can come to church and I can hear the Word of God, and unless I'm dead to it, it should thrill my soul. But what about when I go home? What about with my children? What about with my wife? What about with her husband? At work, my friends, my family. She's the spotless, without wrinkle church. She yields. Go read about that virtuous woman. Has He written that in your heart? Nothing short of that is going to be His wife. Many daughters have done virtuously. I'm so thankful for those daughters. But Thou excellest them all. And see, I know that's God's desire. I believe you wouldn't be here today if you didn't love God. But this is His desire. And here I am going to live so selfish. Well, Lord, I'm going to praise You in church and I'm going to do these things. But I'm going to play time out over here and I'm going to be this over here. I know this because I'm in this body. We're fighting the good fight of faith every day. The question is, are you going to be tender and tender? To enter in. Oh, yeah. There's a oneness in Christ. There's a unity of the Spirit. And I'm not asking you to enter into me. I'm not asking you to enter into this church. I'm not asking you to enter into anything but one thing. You enter into Christ. God, bring this home to us. The unity of the Spirit is in the offering. A body that is tightly compacted and fit together. If you're not part of that body today, that's the only body that is going to marry Jesus Christ. Those of you who are visiting, that has nothing to do with your salvation. If you're a Christian here today, you're part of the family of God. And there's going to be a lot of wedding guests. But there's only going to be one bride. That Shulamite had a little sister, and she was sweet and lovely and fun to play with. But let me tell you something, she could not fit that wedding gown. Only that beautiful woman who is fully developed. That in every way, shape, and form, he talked about her lips, he talked about her eyes, he talked about her skin, he talked about her neck, he talked about her hair, he talked about her breasts, he talked about everything about her was completely symmetrical to what the Father wanted for the Son. A love without hypocrisy, are you listening? Is ready to fill you up. It's ready. You willing? To stand and withstand will lead to a pillar in the house of the Lord. And that awaits. Are you willing? Today is the day of that salvation. What did he say? God saved me from myself. In the moment I gave my life to Christ, I went from death to life. And it's so wonderful, so quick, so amazingly, bang, I got the new man. But save me from myself because I want to win you. Cause me to will and to do of your good pleasure. Because I see something. God, you've given me a vision. Today, we must cry out and refuse to be called anything. Refuse to be called anything but a son of the living God. I want that transparency. I don't want you to see me. I want you to see Jesus. That's all I want you to see. This is His ministry. This is His meeting. This is His word. And thanks be to God that He's called vessels to come forth and to show forth His glory. You see, we've got to give it up if we're ever going to have Him be lifted up in us. So I'll close it up. Who are you? You're a precious life. Don't insult God. He gave His Son for you. You are a precious life. If you were the only one that ever was on this earth, He would have given His Son the same exact way. Oh yes, He would have. Know it. You're a vessel that is molded and created to the praise of the glory of His grace. One more time. For the praise of the glory of His grace. There's really nothing else to be said, is there? I mean, you talk about completely summing it up to a knucklehead like me and a knucklehead like you and you and everybody else in here. It's not what you can do for God. It's what He can do in you. It's the grace of God, brothers and sisters. Wake up to that. Quit kicking against it. God, it's already here. Praise the Lord. I was rejoicing this morning. It's all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. And I've got a Holy Spirit to show it unto you. Yes, He takes the things of Christ and makes them ours. But you read that real careful. Let me tell you something. You've already got them. Do you realize that? All He wants you to do is to see Him. See who you are in Jesus Christ. Praise God, that throne room, it's mapped out for you. It's all there. It's got your name every bit on every one of them. But by faith. By faith. And what is that faith in? Faith which worketh by love. It's the love of God. You will never believe God until you realize how much He loves you. How unconditionally He loves you. How absolutely thrilled He loves you. All He wants to hear you say is, I will go. I'm here. Your ways are past finding out. But you're so precious and you're so magnificent and you're so loving. You'll work that way in me. It is. It is that simple. I'm so thankful when I come to the Lord and He shows me something. He says, son, it is that simple. Do we see that we have to get out of the way? Get out of the way. It's about His working and nothing of us. And as I pin that in, I put one thing in there. Thank God I'm worthless. My brothers and sisters told me that all my life. I fought against it for all those years. And now I'm on my knees and I say, thank you, God, I'm worthless. Because Christ in me has made me an heir. And by grace I'm entering in to see, and there's a glory in these joint sufferings with Christ, that if you'll suffer together with me, you shall also be glorified together with me. I'm the workmanship of His grace. You're the workmanship of His grace. And if you'll be still, I got something for you. I got to come down here. I love my family. Oh, I love my family. I touch my family. This is my body. It's, praise God, I'm so thankful for it. But if we will be still and we will know that He is God, and we will endure. That hardness is a good soldier. If we will allow the testing and trying of our faith. Maybe even the masterpiece of His grace, brother. What do you think? What do you think of the masterpiece of His grace? He's no respecter of age. He's no respecter of ability. I'm talking about me too, brother. We're worthless. Remember that. Let's just stand and worship the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, it's free. while every head is bowed, dear God, you've brought to us a demonstration of the power of your might today. Lord, a vision of who we are. God, help us to wake up. I don't know how much more clear it could be because of your word and your grace. Now, Lord, let it be the man that we hope to be. Give us a desire, Lord Jesus. Give us the vision like a Paul. I glory in that man. That new man, that fully matured man in me. Oh God. And why? Because it's all pleasing to the Father. It's the Father's absolute and perfect will that we would grow up into Him in all things. All men might be saved. Praise God, write this volume and chapter and novel in our life and come to a full, exact, complete, intimate, as husband and wife, knowledge of the truth. May it be our desire. Only you could give it to us. In the name of Jesus we ask, amen.